Welcome to episode 52. Classroom Radio is back. There you go. There's our studio audience. The first time, first time in the Classroom Radio recording studio. So here we go. We have our two guests, Rachel and Preston. How about a big hand for our first two guests? We are going to play now. It's going to be a very short episode. It's 10 minutes until noon, and I'm sure the last thing anyone wants to do is to stay after school on a Friday. So we're going to play a quick game. You're not allowed to look over here, but this is called Guess Your Classmates. Okay? Do you remember Move Up Monday, Preston? First of all, say hello to the millions and millions of listeners, Preston.
Hello.
Okay. All right, let's see. How would you say hello to millions and millions of listeners, Rachel? Oh, all right, so there you go. Everyone else, say hello to yourselves and the millions of listeners. There we go. All right, so back last year, after the class of 2023 graduated, we had Move Up Monday, and you had a questionnaire that you had to fill out. I'm going to answer one of the questions, and I want you to guess which student it is. Okay? You each get one guess. The question was, what is the subject that is easiest for you to enjoy and why? That was the question, and here's their answer. Science, because it's my favorite subject and I connect with the teacher easily. It also helps my Jeopardy game. Okay. Who was the person who said this, Preston? Who do you think said it?
Thomasina?
No. And Rachel, who do you think it was?
Can I hear the response again?
A little louder for the millions of people.
Can I hear the response again?
The correct answer was Harry.
Harry.
The question was...
You can answer.
Now the question is, what subject is the most challenging subject to enjoy and why? Here's their answer. Math. Though I usually understand the topics, it takes me a little longer to learn than other subjects. So when we move too fast, it makes it much more difficult to enjoy. Who said this? We'll start off with you, Rachel.
Is it you, Milo?
One more time?
Milo.
Milo? You think it was Milo? Who do you think it was, Preston?
I think it was Jordan.
Let's pick someone from the studio audience. Who do you think it was? I'm asking Devante, who do you think it was? Once again, I would say the answer. What subject is the most challenging subject to enjoy and why? They said math. Though I usually understand the topics, it takes me a little longer to learn than other subjects. So when we move too fast, it makes it harder to enjoy.
Britain.
Good guesses, but all incorrect. This was Sienna. All right. Let's go. Let's move on to some. All right. Here was the question. This year, students organized a this is from last year. So last year, students organized a D&D club all on their own. If you were to start a club on your own next year, this year at St. Francis, what would it be and why do you think it would be beneficial to have here? Okay, so that's the question.
Are you sure?
Let me see. See the answer here. If I could start a club, it would be a fashion and fashion design club. All right, we got some opinions from the audience. If you could start a club, it would be a fashion or a fashion design club. Rachel, your guess is?
Bella.
Hmm?
Bella.
Bella, very fashionable.
Lolly.
I think both of those are good guesses. The correct answer was?
Devante.
Marley. Yeah. And Marley's response was, really? Yeah, this was a while ago that they wrote these. All right. Let's find another club. Let's stick on the club question. If they started a club.
Mine is so funny. You guys going to get it?
This person wrote too small, so I can't read theirs. I would make a club where it's a study time during lunch so that everybody could get their homework done. And then they can go home, and when they go home, it's all done. So basically, their club would be a study hall. Their club would be a study hall, a club, so that they can finish that, so that when they go home. Who do you think had that idea? Preston.
I think Alex.
You think Alex? You think, all right. And everyone's giggling. So you think Alex has an idea. Alex. I don't know Alex too well, but you're saying Alex came up with this idea to have a club where it's a study club where they do homework during lunch. All right. What do you say? All right, you guys, settle down. Rachel, who do you think it was?
Jordan.
You think it was?
Jordan.
Jordan? The correct answer was Alex.
Wait, really?
Alex, do you remember writing that? Here we go. All right. Here's another club. Another club. Let's stick on the club. We'll do one more club, and then we'll go to the last question, which I think was the most controversial question of all. A book club. If we had a book club, we can get more reading time in. Also, it's a good way to get to know more about a person. So, which member of the class of 2024, Rachel, I'm going to let you go first, their idea was to have a book club so that they can get more reading done, and also it's a good way to get to know more about the person. I'll come back to you. Preston, who do you
Lorenzo.
Think?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo. Lorenzo. Does Lorenzo like reading?
Yes.
He's a big, okay. Rachel, who would you say?
He reads under his desk.
Once again, I'll read the answer. It's one of the members of your class, and they are here right now. They're looking at you. A book club, if we had a book club, we can get more reading time in. Also, it's a good way to get to know more about a person. Who do you think it is?
Reese.
Is Reese a big reader? The correct answer was Lola.
What?
Yes!
I think it was funny. Yeah, Lola, you serious, unless someone took your paper and wrote those answers. All right. Here we go. Last question. This is the most important question I will be asking, in my opinion. This is from last year's survey. You guys were the first class I did this for Move Up Monday. So it was very cool. This is the most important question I will be asking, in my opinion. What do you personally want to accomplish next year as a member of the St. Francis of Assisi class of 2024? This student said, my goal is to get better at study habits for all types of tests and work on all to make sure that I do well. Who said that their goal was to improve on their study habits so that they're more prepared for tests? First off, show of hands, how many of you, that's a pretty good goal to set for yourself? You agree? Yeah. But one person, who's the person whose paper I'm reading right now? Preston, I'm going to start with you. Who do you think it was? Hang on just a moment, studio audience, so that don't cover your mouth because the millions of people and your deaf teacher need to hear it. Who do you think it was?
I think it was Desmond.
You think it was Desmond, okay. Who do you think it was who wanted to improve on their study habits for all types of tests so that they can do well?
Lisey.
Who was it?
Lisey.
The correct answer, and they may, and so far people have been, I wrote that? Was Emma.
What?
Do you remember writing that?
No.
So, all right, we'll do one more.
You do need to work on it.
Last one. We'll do one last one. And here's how we'll do this one. When I say go, I want everyone in the class to guess who it is. And then I'll ask my two guests to take their guess from there. This is the most important question I'll be asking, in my opinion. What do you personally want to accomplish this year, as a member of the class of the St. Francis of Assisi class of 2024? Getting my work fully done and keeping my stuff organized, and that includes my backpack, desk, and my cutter.
Okay, no.
Ready, and who do you, class, when I say go, say who you think it was. Go.
Britain!
Who do you think it was, Preston?
Britain.
You say it was Britain? Rachel, who do you think it was?
Probably
Britain. Well, you know what? I was really happy when I saw this, but there's another answer that Britain has that I want to discuss, and I might bring Britain up to talk about it. Yes, it was Britain who wants to get more organized, which is a great one. But now, here's one of the things. Here's an answer from a previous question that I'm going to make I'm going to give Britton a homework assignment this weekend. Yes, you're the only one getting a homework assignment. Britton's sitting in the audience going, what did I do? I'm sitting here quietly. The question was, this year students organized a D&D club all on their own. If you were to start your own club next year at St. Francis, what would it be and why do you think it would be beneficial? Britton's answer to this was one that really stood out to me. It was called a field trip club. Because last year we did not go on many field trips.
Yep.
Now, so I'm going to give this assignment to Britton, and I'm going to give it to any other students who want to take this assignment on this weekend. And there's nothing to write. If you want to email it, you can. If you just want to tell me about it. One of my biggest weaknesses as a teacher is scheduling field trips. It's just something I've never been, even when I was teaching second grade, fourth grade, or eighth grade, I'm not really, that's not something that's really one of my strengths. So, Britton, I thought that was a great idea for a club, and I want you to think of just one field trip that you think the eighth grade class should go on. This weekend, think of one field trip, discuss it with friends, discuss it with family, and come back to me on Monday with that. And anyone else who wants to do that as well. So, before we go, you're not done. Preston's trying to walk away. Before we go, I want you to think of a place that you would like to go to on a field trip this year. Because we're going to end up talking about field trips. So, Preston, you get to pick one place to have a field trip. Where would you like to go? And those of you in the studio audience talking, I'm going to ask that you keep it down so our millions of listeners can hear.
Six Flags,
okay.
All of us, but let me
talk. Rachel. And studio audience, let's hear what Rachel has to say. You get to pick one destination for a field trip for this class this year.
Hot dog stand.
The library.
The library. Well, that we'll do both of those, I'm sure. All right. Anywho, I want to thank this year's class, the class of 2024.
Oh.
And we made it through our first week of school, and more importantly, we just recorded episode 52 of Classroom Radio. We'll see you all, or hear you all, very soon.